Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
Yeah, good morning. I'm following up actually the expected delivery of my order at 1805-Drive, Zion.
Okay, I'm just getting over to where I can search for your order in our database, and I apologize for this delay.
It is supposed to be scheduled delivery tomorrow.
Okay. And can you provide the phone number associated with the order?
847-668-1075.
That was 847-668-1075. I'm attempting to locate your order in our database.
Say that, please.
I'm attempting to locate your order in our database.
Okay.
And the system is still searching.
Say again, please.
The system is still searching.
I got to hear that. Will you speak a little bit clearly and a little bit louder?
The system is still searching. And I thank you for your patience.
Okay, wait.
And it shouldn't be too much longer now. And the system is still searching. And I believe I have located your order. Let's see here. And this order is for Andre Superable at 1805 Dust Drive, Zion, Illinois, 60099. Primary phone 847-668-1075 with an email of serdna1141@yahoo.com. Is this correct?
Yes.
Okay, and I'm showing that you're scheduled for your treadmill installation on tomorrow, and it looks like you're tentatively scheduled for the 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. time frame. Now, you will receive a call in the afternoon or evening hours today with your time frame information, and the time frame may remain the same as 11 to 1. But just to be sure, you'd want to wait until you get that call this evening to be 100% sure of your time frame in case the installation office may need to make any changes to their routes. It could affect that time frame that's currently on the order.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, thank you for that.
Oh, you're very welcome. And was there anything else that I could assist with today here at XPO?
No more. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling XPO. It was my pleasure to assist you. I hope you have a good day.
Good day.
All right. Bye-bye.